Troy, you've made your way to Richmond to talk to the city council. If you could just briefly describe some of the things that you talked about.
Well, we covered a variety of topics, though, things associated with an economic development strategic plan. Richmond is ready to move. A few weeks ago, we held an event in Washington, D.C., where the mayor and the city administrator and Phil Clavoon, my colleague here and team member, attended, where we interacted with various heads of federal agencies, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, the government is shut down now, but when it opens back up, we hope to be in line.
And so what do you have in mind for Richmond? What goals do you think that they'd be able to achieve? What would you like to see happen here?
Well, really, it's not what we have in mind. It's what the people of Richmond have in mind for themselves. What we are attempting to do here is to create an economic development strategic plan, one that's based in reality, not a bunch of pie-in-the-sky kind of activity that you see in many of these plans, but really craft a plan with teeth that focuses on the things that they feel are important. For example, if they are interested in certain industries and would be interested in us pursuing those industries as a result of our planning efforts, that's something that we'll do.
Now, your group has worked with several different cities around Richmond and municipalities around Richmond. Mm-hmm. Obviously, each town is different. How do you think Richmond differs from, let's say, the Saline County area or the Jackson County area?
Well, sure. I think you have to start the story, though, really understanding that Jackson County really is the economic driver in the region. If you looked at things from a regional perspective, one of the things that's unique about the city of Richmond is the fact that it is in close proximity. For example, there was an announcement just a few weeks ago of an additional 900-plus jobs at the Ford plant. Richmond is in such proximity. How does that affect the city of Richmond? What opportunities come about as a result of that major economic development opportunity located just right down the road? Those are things that we'll be exploring.
Obviously, you've met with the city administrator, the mayor, and some of the council members. Have they voiced any concerns at this point?
Well, it all depends on what you mean by concerns. They had very good questions. Anytime you're spending taxpayer dollars, it's incumbent upon those who purport to represent the citizens to be vigilant and to ask the right questions, and they did that.
Where do you see economic development in the next 5 years moving forward, the future? What is the future for those that are living in the present?
Well, I'll tell you, the population is tending toward metropolitan areas. If you look at some of the work done by Richard Longworth and others, what you'll find is that for a number of years, and this is Jim Clifton in his book, The Coming Jobs War, he points out that there are about 7 billion people in the world. And they did a global poll, and what they discovered was that 3 billion people really want the same thing. And believe it or not, the number one thing that people in the world want is a job. The problem is there's only 1.2 billion jobs for those 3 billion people. So what do you do with the other 1.8 billion? Well, that's what gives you the Arab Spring and all these other movements you see in our country and around the world. But really is a response to globalization and all that that represents. For many smaller communities, it's incumbent upon them to work as a region, work as a team, to attract industry to the area so that all of them can benefit.
So it would be the city working with the county, working with neighboring cities, that sort of togetherness?
Well, that's exactly right. And so what you'll find is you'll see the city of Richmond and the cities of Higginsville, Lexington, Slater, Sweet Springs, and say, for example, Marshall, all facing similar or the same problems. Again, all of them are located in relatively close proximity to the city of Kansas City, and the further you go east to the city of Columbia, two large metropolitan areas. Well, at the same time, you have Missouri's Main Street, I-70, stretching across the state. It seems to us, many of us in the private sector, that that represents an opportunity. Two large metropolitan areas, access to the most significant street in the state of Missouri. And so we work with these communities to discover their strengths, to discover their weaknesses, to discover the opportunities, to discover the things that may pose a threat to their future, and craft an economic development strategic plan that matches their needs.
When your group puts together a plan, what are the steps? What do you initially do? How long does it take? Are there different phases?
The first thing we do is listen. It seems to me that every good idea starts with the conversation. Now, I don't own that quote. I read that somewhere. And what I mean by that is we actively listen. We find out what the body politic has to say about its community. And then we go out and we do these broad-based community conversations where we engage the public where they are. And we ask them, how do you feel about your community? And if you ask the right way, they'll tell you. And then we do a series of stakeholder interviews. All those that have a vested interest in the city moving forward, we ask them, what is it that if you could create a perfect world that you'd like to see happen here in Richmond? And then we work to bring that to reality by talking with them. And so that's how the process starts.
And you mentioned something, it would take about a year approximately to really get it going because you've got to develop those contacts and those relationships.
Sure. Whether or not it takes a year to have all of those conversations and to gather all the quantitative data we need is not the case. But the reality of it is we believe that the best plans are those that really reflect the collective will and intent of the community. Well, the only way to get to know a community is to spend time in the community. So we're going to be here. We're going to be living in Richmond, talking to people in Richmond and really getting a sense of the feel of the community so that we can better understand how to approach their needs.
Well, Troy, is there anything else you would like to add?
No, thank you very much for the opportunity.